We've got Trent Busserton on the line. A Bay filly bred quite well in Kiviki.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. It looks a nice race for her to take that progressive step.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Try as they might, Kiviki might be a fair animal. That's two in a row and it's to beat them with conviction here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do, and we need a winner. That's basically what needs to happen here. Whitey's put yellow cards out willy-nilly to trainers of recent weeks. They're a little bit intimidated by that and scared to come on the back of that, just in case the one that they suggest might be their best of the day isn't their best of the day and their other horse wins. Be interesting to see what Mick Sell does about this a little bit later on when we get to him. But we've got two meetings today. Donald this afternoon, Adam, and then we're at racing.com park tonight at Pakenham. We've got a 1:30 start at Donald, a 6 o'clock start at Pakenham. All done by about, 1600 metre race, 9:31:37 tonight.
Okay, Graham Cocking is the Donald track manager, and he gives us all the information as always. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. I know it's very dry out there. How much water have you had to put on the track in the last 24 hours?
None in the last 24 hours, but in the last 7 days, 25 mil.
25 mil, yeah. It's still having to put a lot of water on the track with the dry conditions.
Yes, it's been pretty draining, but it's the track's standing up well.
Okay, so what have you got from a penetrometer point of view?
We've got a 5.53, which is a good four, and I would expect it to stay around about that for the day.
Okay, so 5.4, and what about the rail?
It's in the true position.
In the true position. And are you happy with the surface going into the meeting?
Yes, it is. It's got good moisture underneath and a good cover on top, so I think it'll race well.
Terrific, Graham. Good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
So that's Donald. We also, as Half said, got Pakenham tonight, and Charlie Stebbing joins us. Charlie, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're going good, well, thanks, Charlie. Thank you. What have you got for us for tonight's meeting?
Yeah, look, we're on a good four at the moment, penetrometer of 5.01, so that's down a little bit on yesterday, so we're improving through the day, so look, we've a fair chance of an upgrade this evening, so we've got a little bit of wear and tear on the track, so with all the racing that we've had from week to week, so we're just sort of erring on the side of caution, so I think they will get into it a little bit tonight, just with that wear and tear.
Okay, so what's the rail?
The rail about three tonight, so okay. We've come out from the true position last week to three, and there's a little bit of wear out sort of beyond 9 metres, so the riders will have to work out what they're going to do on the home straight.
And what's, from a preparation point of view, we know how dry it's been. We were told yesterday only 22 mils have fallen in Kyneton for the entire year, which is quite horrifying. What is it at Pakenham?
Yeah, look, for the year, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head for the year, but look, we've had really no significant rain since, I think it was around December. But we had, I think it was about 37 mils fall in December, and we had a 10 mil drop a couple or 3 weeks ago, and that's the most we've seen for the year, you know, other than a few showers here and there. So we're very, very dry, but look, the turf species that we're growing seems to thrive in this hotter, sort of drier weather, so it's not worrying us too much. We've put on 17 millimetres for the week with, you know, 3 mils yesterday just to keep it fresh and hold it, try and hold it in that good four range. But, the Kaikiu seems to go okay at this time of the year.
Terrific. Charlie, thanks for those insights and good luck tonight at Pakenham.
Thanks, boys.
Good stuff. Charlie Stebbing there, the Pakenham track manager. Donald today, Pakenham tonight. Let's find a winner. Mick Sell has got a couple of racing at Donald today. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning. How's it going, all right?
We're going pretty well, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Excellent. You've got two going around for us today. It's all for us today, Mick. At race 5, number 1, Mantricol is coming back from the benchmark 64 to the 58. That means up in weight, you're claiming 3. In sort of roundabouts in the market, not overly favoured. What are you thinking tonight or today?
Look, obviously, he should run very well. We'll try and get a bit of a fit of him, and taking the 3 off his back will help. And he's still well in himself, so hopefully he runs a good race.
There's an even money favourite just underneath your number 2, Chorus. You confident you get a place?
Yeah, no, very confident he should run a place.
Right, I don't like this sort of stuff, Mick. This is the sort of stuff we're after here. Good stuff. That's race five, number one. Then you've got Miss Koshosa, who is race eight, number 10. Was six last time out of Ararata. Third at Bendigo, two starts back, was good in the benchmark 64. Back to the 58 again today over the 1,000 metres. So what can we do today?
Obviously, we've got to make sure we don't miss the kick. She missed the kick last start, which that was nobody's fault. It was the horse's fault. We've drawn wide, so that's not the best thing. But we'll just hopefully, you know, get a posse from Barrier 9 and she should run well as well.
Again, you're claiming three with Miss Koshosa. Is there an inkling that you might try and push forward if she jumps well?
Definitely, yeah. I'll definitely go forward if she jumps well.
So it sounds to me, Mick, that you're pretty bullish about your runners today. You've given us a bit of love for Mantricol in the fifth race. What's your best today? Is it Mantricol or is it Miss Koshosa?
No, I'd have to say Mantricol.
Mantricol is the best. You know, well, I love that, Mick. You were very strong on that early doors. We wish you the best of luck today. Go get him at Donald.
Cheers. Thank you.
Good stuff. Mick Sell there with two today. And do you know the beauty of this, Whitey? Because I was thinking that with our recent track record that what I would do today is whatever the best is for the our trainer, I'd go the other one because that seems to be what's happening.
Do the George Costanza just go the opposite?
Yeah, that who's the Superman that wasn't Superman, the anti-Superman dude in the black suit? There was one in the comic strip. It wasn't the movies. In the comic strip, there was another Superman, but he's the bad guy. He's the bad Superman.
Right.
And he wore black. It was him. This is what I'm thinking.
Ask Romper Room over there. He'll know.
Mr. Music. Mr. Music. And that's
bend
right.
And stretch.
Miss Koshosa, race 8, number 10, is $5 for Mixell. It's not the one he wants today. He wants Mantricol, race 5, number 1. Do you know what?
$8?
$18.
Really?
Dollars at tab.com.au. We're taking it.
Win or place.
No, we're going all out.
Okay.
This is what happens. One of the horses always wins to the trainers we speak to.
Mm.
It's just a matter of finding that one.
That's right.
So I'm going with the $18 for the win. We're going to make up all the losses we've had, the dollars. I'm $17 down, I must be. It's time to step up with an $18 win, and Mixell's going to do it for us today at Donald. 7 o'clock news time. Johnny Bowden with the latest news, sport and weather very, very shortly. And after that, very keen to catch up with Sam Doherty, the skipper of the Blues, whose boys get ready for action tonight at the MCG.